And everything just came back to...
Ta-da! It's
that,
me!
And that one was just an incident where an itty-bitty tiny screw came out.
Oh.
And the unit that controls volume dropped down,
Hit
metal, and grounded it, and boy, it came out very loud.
So now we're... And I heard part of it earlier, so little technical things, you know?
Yeah.
We just like to pretend we know what we're doing and push buttons.
And every once in a while, we get lucky and guess right. And this was one of those instances where we got lucky and guess right.
Wow. It's like a computer. Well, if this don't work, let's try this.
Yeah.
And you hope you don't mess up anything. The only good thing I think about computers is, are you sure you want to, you know, they don't just delete it. It asks you two times before you're really done with it. And then it's sitting in a trash bin somewhere.
That's
and then
right.
You decide
to go back and get
it. Would you like to restore this? My gosh, I would.
And I'm even told that even if you dump the trash bin, there are ways to retrieve it beyond that.
And then you hire someone in for that because I'm not even bothering
not
to look for that. The same thing with phones and everything. You can. I didn't realize until recently I'm on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take a photo anywhere in the world, your phone, if you have a smartphone, GPS tags where that location was when that picture was taken.
Mm-hmm.
So if your phone was retrieved by someone in the future, they could tell everywhere you've been. Because they can, your phone keeps that information. That's your phone's a computer, honestly. You don't want to just lose it and let somebody have it.
Archaeology of the future. That's going to be it.
This person was here, here, and here. So later on, I found out, like 3-4 days later or weeks later, I was going to post a picture to that site, and it knew exactly where I took it because it
stamped.
Yeah, it stamps the pictures with locations without you even realizing it. So it knew exactly where it was. I don't have to remember anything.
So all these pictures, you got 7 million, I've got 300.
I'm down to about 1,200. But, yeah, every picture you've ever taken, if you go to properties, it'll tell you the exact location that photo was taken. And I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't even know it until I accidentally, my phone told me where I was, so... I know you're amazed. You're looking right now. Where is it?
No, I'm looking through.
Oh, yeah, you're just reminiscing over places you've been.
So what you're saying is it may go to...
Properties.
And I don't see a properties.
You got a little funny box up there on the top right or something that you can click and it says...
No, but...
Share or...
I'll try that. Isn't this fascinating, folks?
Well, you pick up
You don't
phone,
get this kind of radio.
You go to the gallery... You pick a photo like this one. Oh, look. Ding, ding. Time to open my photo.
Hello.
And, mine in the top says more. When you click more, and then
more.
Details.
I don't have details.
And see, this is where that photo was taken just yesterday. Mine tells me everything about
it. I'll be dipped in bathwater.
So, anyway.
Hmm.
If you took a trip and you thought, where was I when I took this? Details on the picture. There you go. You ready for today's A word? You need a good half hour over
there.
Well,
I do. And I am going to be befuddled the entire day.
Not befuddled, but a good word.
That is a good
word. B letters, but we're in the A's. Eight-letter word beginning with A. Eight letters today, people. So let's
count them. Eight A's.
Eight-letter word beginning with A, meaning to make unfriendly or withdrawn.
Mm-hmm.
You hate to do this to other people. To make unfriendly.
Or withdrawn.
Or withdrawn. Or you don't want to have this done to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it has nothing to do with sci-fi. That's not a clue.
No,
it could have been.
That's it. Okay, I'm done. And you have thrown that out and it has just taken me down a different road. Forget it. I'm done.
243-4351. Eight-letter word beginning with A, meaning to make unfriendly or withdrawn. If you think you know what today's A word is, and you're caller number two, you will get yourself a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. You will get your gift certificate from us within 3 weeks of the date you won. We'll give you that. You take it out to Bogey's Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30. That's when you can get your... lunch buffet. All you can eat lunch buffet, Bogey's, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. Eight letter word beginning with A, meaning to make unfriendly or withdrawn, to You're caller one. Try again. Looking for caller number two at 243-4351. Sci-fi could make you think a part of the word, maybe. Maybe Star Trek. I don't know. Eight-letter word beginning with A, meaning to make unfriendly or withdrawn. Good morning. You're on the air.
Alienate.
That is it. Alienate. And who is this?
Paul Shadowin.
Paul Shadowin. Where are you calling from?
Nortonville.
Well, you got it. It is alienate. We would hate to alienate you. You stop by the station sometime in the next 3 weeks. We'll give you a gift certificate that's good for a lunch buffet from Bogies.
He apparently was done.
He was alienating me. That's what happened just now.
Alienate. I'm still working on properties on my pictures.
Or details.
Yeah.
If an alien goes to Bogies and has lunch, is it an alien ate?
Does your bank understand you?
Your family.
Your finances.
Your dreams.
At People's Bank and Trust, we do. We are professionals who are ready to help. So whether you run the family finances, search for the best available rates, or simply have big dreams, we have financial products to fit your needs. I'm Jeff Grimmett, and I am your bank, and I can help you with your dreams. Simply call, click, or come by any of our 10 convenient locations. People's Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Get Frontier high-speed internet today for just $19.99 per month with qualifying phone service. And you'll receive up to a $200 Amazon.com gift card. Call 1-888-FRONTIER or visit frontier.com. Don't delay. This offer won't last. Switch to Frontier now. Limited time offer for qualifying services subject to availability. Amazon.com gift card requires a 2-year agreement and maximum $200 early termination fee on new internet and new voice services. Taxes, fees, and other restrictions apply. See offer for details.
You know, I'm still going through these pictures, and now I can't. And I at one point knew that it had a date on them somewhere.
Yeah, it should be under details or properties, and it'll tell you everything you ever wanted to know.
You're not in. Okay, now we're really getting technical. You're not in Google Pictures or anything like that.
No, I'm just in my gallery. I open up a photo I took.
And what kind of phone do you have?
Galaxy.
See, there you go.
You have an iPad or iPhone.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that mine does something special. You just don't know where to look, Gary. We're going to say it's all you on this one.
I.e., you are an idiot, Gary.
I thought that phone was smart enough to tell you that. No. But it's just, and I don't think it has anything to do with having your GPS on or your location on all the time either. I think it's literally imprinted. I don't know if it's iPhones, isn't it? Can't they find your iPhone with or without you if you lose it or it's stolen or something? I thought they could do something about that.
Oh, they do. Okay, this one does. I found another in Google Pictures.
So you know exactly where that photo was taken.
June 21st. Well, no. It does say the date. Nope. Okay.
Nothing.
Done.
Okay.
Yeah,
just for those of you at home.
This is not good radio.
Do you hear that? I'm hearing all sorts of funny things.
I know.
Okay.
It's been a morning of
stop
weird
messing with things. Oh, I've got a really cool sound for you if it comes across. Speaking of sounds coming across the radio. So
is
we
this
were
a
sitting
bodily function.
We were sitting outside.
Okay.
And let's see. What do you think?
I hear cicadas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so loud.
Oh, yeah. We were
the
out
night
last
before
night.
Last yeah. and last night that it was yeah. like, I haven't seen any yet. And then the creepy things and their bodies still left on trees or anything like that. I don't know. They are a unique, large bug. And I understand they can taste good as well. I never had one. But
they're great fish bait.
Oh. Doesn't matter if they're alive or dead.
Years and years and years ago, my brother-in-laws, when they were small, caught a bunch of catfish at some lake in the area using cicadas. They ran out of worms and everything and started throwing these in, and fish just went crazy.
Hmm. Poor things. No.
They tear up
a tree, and they're ugly. Yeah, no, they're definitely a unique bug, and it is kind of cool to see them. But after a few weeks, you're just like, okay, they can all die. Yeah. No,
I'm done with you. Be gone.
What are they good for? I don't know. They go in your tree, and they can actually kill off branches. And
yeah, what they do is they lay their eggs in a slit in the tree, and then those small branches fall off.
Yeah. They're no good for mosquitoes. If cicadas ate mosquitoes every 17 years,
It's a shame you couldn't get the mosquitoes. Here we go. The cicadas will come earlier, eat the buffalo gnats, choke to death, and die. Take care of two critters at once.
The gnats will probably kill off the cicadas is what it actually would happen.
Or they'll get big as cicadas.
Oh, my God.
That would not be pleasant.
Buffalo-sized gnats, literally. Oh. I don't wonder how they got the name buffalo gnats. Did they originally hang out with the buffalo? I don't even know. Anyway.
Maybe it's the way they look.
When I was little, we called cicadas locust.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, that's a...
Grasshopper. No, wait a minute. That's a grasshopper. So, you start going that direction.
So, it's a cicada. Those things that leave their ugly shells on the trees.
No.
The worst time I'm still thinking was about the summer before the ice storm a few years back. We had bodies all over the yard where they came out on the trees and they were just attached all over the trees and then shells on the ground.
During the ice storm?
No, the summer, I think, before the ice storm.
Oh, before the ice storm. Okay.
Yeah, so maybe the cicadas and the ice storms come together.
That's a
Oh, that's
sure
a lot
indication.
Of cicadas this year. I mean, we're going to have an ice storm. Somebody would come up with something like that. I thought the sci-fi clue was pretty good, honestly.
Well.
Alien.
And cicadas kind of look like aliens. So it all ties in.
When you're younger, it's like, ooh, bugs. Now I'm me.
You know what I wish? I wish I could do a lot of things. I wish I could speak five or six different languages. I also wish I could listen to birds and identify them by their song.
I'm still not good at that. David will be sitting outside. I'm like, what's that? Oh, well, that's this. What's that? He could be lying to me.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. Hummingbirds don't make any noise besides
when I see a cardinal do its thing. I think, oh yeah, that is the current sound. But it doesn't stamp on my brain, so I can't. It's
doves. I got that one down.
Yeah, doves / pigeons.
Little house wrens when they first come in, whew, they go like crazy. Or Carolina wrens.
We're seeing a lot of the goldfinches back again. Hadn't seen them most of the year, and now the explosion of colors.
Traveling from Lake of the Ozarks to here, just flying by on the side of the road. Tons of goldfinches. Have not seen any in my yard.
Still have the hummingbirds around?
I've had 3 to 5 at the feeder last night. Right now is the most I've ever seen at the feeder at one time.
Now, are you seeing many males?
At least one. It's like the females are fighting each other and going like crazy, but there's only been one male that I've noticed.
We've only seen one female, and I assume it's the same female or a sister or something, because that's all we see. We don't see the males. And the males are the more
With the red,
the two. Yeah.
Red throat, I guess, in the females. I did notice last night I had a hummingbird that looked extremely large, as opposed to, it's the same. It's still a red throat, ruby-throated hummingbird, but it honestly looked like it was over 3 inches long. It was sitting at the feeder and just looked really thin. Weird. I don't know. The rest are kind of, tiny.
Maybe they're crossbreeding with the cicadas.
It was a cicada eating, and I didn't know it. That's what it was. No. So right now, when they say that this is the time of year you see a lot more activity, I have definitely had a lot more activity out there this week.
Yeah, there was one point last night where I grabbed the binoculars and didn't get them up in time. I think it was either a house finch or a purple finch. But, boy, it was a little more colorful than it normally is.
And some people are seeing orioles again. They're flying from the north to the south.
Oh, poodly
just
do.
Just flying through.
See, we saw some early on and then nothing. And I was hoping that one would nest close by. And I've got the suet out. Maybe they'll come back for that.
I'm terrible at that.
Well, I'm terrible when those stupid coons get up there, open up the cage, and take out the suet.
So I was reading someone who is really big into birds on your... Oh, so it can't drag it away?
Yeah.
You'll go out there and it's just hanging. They say that if you feel overwhelmed by constantly feeding the birds because, you know, you can really get into it. What I do is okay. That if you're going to go out and sit for a few hours, feed them then, and then you can enjoy them and watch them. Mm-hmm. But they were not going to starve to death if you stop feeding them.
No, they will not. You're right.
they're going to find some food somewhere.
You got that right.
I am highly thinking of going with Purple Martins next spring, trying to get a house out and see if I can.
You got a good spot?
I got a perfect spot.
Out in the open, away from trees?
Yeah. But it's due diligence on getting rid of the sparrows constantly to get them open, to get in Purple Martins.
Are you going to get one of those telescope poles where you can pull it up and down? And
we'll see what David's game for.
Yeah.
It may just be a couple of white gourds or something up there like I've seen other people. But I don't know if you should. I don't know. I have the whole book. I do have the book, Purple Martins, from, I'm going to say Carrollton or whatever it is. Somebody wrote a whole thing.
Griggsville.
Yeah, sure. I knew that. Where they have the Apple Festival, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Purple Martin Junction.
I've been there, drove past it. It won't be that much in my backyard.
No.
It takes work to get them to begin with. Once you have them, you're better. But.
And I don't know whether it's my mom or somebody else telling me that they had trouble with Purple Martins coming back this year.
Hmm.
For whatever reason.
Hmm. I'll take bats if they eat the mosquitoes.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking about, seriously, building a couple of bat homes.
And see, you have the space for that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. We should try something new.
I have the bug zapper, though. That's a lot of fun. There was one of those balls of gnats last night, and I waved that sucker through there.
Oh, my God. And this is that large fly swatter-looking thing.
Yep.
Okay.
You push a button, and it fries things.
Not burgers.
No.
Just gnats.
Yes.
I might pick one up at the end of the season when they're on sale.
Dave would love it.
All right. Have a good
You too.
Thursday.
All
it
right.
is Thursday.